Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Good afternoon to all of you on the East Coast, and good morning to all of our West Coast listeners. This is Trina Newby, and I want to welcome you to Successful Woman Radio, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, today is Monday, September 15, 2014, and as always, I want to bring you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. I trust that all of you had a wonderful and powerful weekend and that today you are truly ready to have laser focus on the goals you want to accomplish by this Friday. For all of our longtime listeners, as you know, I've been giving you four questions, four of the same questions, every single Monday that you need to be focusing on. So let's just go ahead and get started with that, and then I'll be sharing with you what we're going to be talking about later today in the show. So here are some questions to help you gain clarity on what it is that you want to accomplish for the week. Number one, are the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish for the week? Again, are the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish for the week? This is so very, very important. And, you know, nobody's perfect. I, you know, sometimes forget to make sure to do this very thing, and I have to wheel myself back in and make sure that I am focused on what are all of the activities that are going to support my goals. So don't be stubborn about this. Hold yourself to the fire. Make sure that whatever goals it is that you want to accomplish this week, that you know the to-do items that are going to make it work for you. This is how you actually succeed in being able to cross off, you know, that you have accomplished the particular goal. This is also going to help you to fine-tune your senses of what needs to be done, and it gets easier. Here's number two. What clients or prospects do I need to follow up with? Again, what clients or prospects do I need to follow up with? The reason why this question is so very, very important is because you might think that you have, you know, perhaps a couple of people's names written down. But when you go back and you dig a little bit and you research the previous week's work and you look at all of the things that you've done, you'll find out that you've talked to quite a few people and yet you don't have any process for how you're going to follow up with those individuals. So this is a really good reminder that you need to be following up with your prospects on a weekly basis. And, you know, as a side note, if you don't have any prospects, then guess what? I recommend that you call at least 3 to 5 new people every day that you don't know. And in the beginning process, you want to just start off with one new person a day. And again, what do you get all of these people from, you might ask? Well, start with your social networks, all those people friending you, you friending all of those people. You know, send them just a friendly, quick personal reminder in the email on the social network that you'd like to have a connection call with them, 15 minutes where you each get to share what you do and discover whether there are ways that you can support each other. That's all you need to do. A large majority of people are going to say yes, and then some people you may not get a response for. Well, those people you can't worry about, right? But the ones that do respond, those are the ones that you are concerned with and that you want to schedule, okay? And that's how you get started. Number three, what are my sales goals for the week? Well, you do have a sales goal that you're trying to reach, right? Very, very important for you to know this, because for every day that you don't get that new client, or for every day that you don't close that sale, you need to fine-tune that and figure out what can I do to get better response from my prospects, okay? And then number four, how much is in my business checking? my favorite question, of course. And if you don't have the amount of money that you are satisfied with in your checking, this should drive you. It shouldn't depress you or stress you out. It really should drive you to do better, to do more than what you are already doing, okay? And this is very important. So there you have it, ladies. Four questions that you should be asking yourself really every Sunday evening as you're preparing for your week, okay, to help you gain better focus and better clarity. Well, our theme for all of this month is getting more clients, which is such an important topic because at the end of the day, that's what is going to cause your business to succeed and thrive, right? Absolutely. Now, you've passed out the flyer, you've sent out emails, posted all over the social boards, and still no clients? Well, guess what? For the rest of this month, I'm going to be sharing these tips. So make sure you mark it. I'm sorry, make sure you mark your calendar so that I can get this good information to you, okay? Other things that we'll be discussing on the show today, of course, we're getting close to almost completing excerpts from the book, The Science of Getting Rich. Today I'll be reading from Chapter 13, Getting Into the Right Business. And again, this book is just chock full of wisdom, and it's a really good book, and I advise you to have it amongst your reading in your library for business and for success. Also, I'm going to share with you upcoming events at Women About Biz. We've got some great things going on there. We've got the My Vision, My Success workshop and vision board event coming up on the 27th. And then, of course, I'll be discussing and sharing tips and techniques on attracting more clients and prospects, okay? So this is a great time to click over on another line and share today's broadcast with another friend, a business associate, or family member. Simply have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, for those of you with pen in hand, have them dial into 347-637-2589. And, of course, for all of our listeners online, make sure you share the show on your social network. You know, if you're listening from your smart device, your desktop, your laptop, it's easy to just go on your social network and just say, hey, listen to Successful Woman Radio now. And here's the link, blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. Again, the direct link where people can listen live online right now, blogtalkradio.com/Woman Radio. It's 12:07 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. Got something to share with you that's really big. Guess what? We're taking Successful Woman Radio to a whole new level. That's right. Beginning this week, I will start taping a new live online video series for Successful Woman, and I'm so excited about that, and our first guest, our live guest, will be Toria Avant, and she is another very, very successful businesswoman. She has done everything from supporting businesswomen to having her own company, leading women in direct sales, and you're going to learn how she is the up-and-coming millionaire for young women and how she's really, really making it happen. And so, again, Toria Avant is going to be our guest for our very first show, live video stream on Successful Woman. And I'm very, very excited about that. So we're going to be taping this show live twice per month, and then we will be posting them up, and so you will get an announcement if you're on the Women About Biz list or the Successful Woman Radio list. You'll get an announcement with a link going to the live show, Successful Woman. So I'm very, very excited about that, and it's just our the next move of what we are doing. If you are interested in being a guest on Successful Woman Radio, then all you need to do is go to successfulwomanradio.com, and in the top menu bar, click on Be on the Show. And there is a form. Just complete that and get that to me, and I will be able to follow up with you and talk and see if what you do and your expertise is good for our listening audience and get you scheduled. So, again, if you're interested in being on the Successful Woman Radio Show, please go ahead and make sure you visit successfulwomanradio.com and then click on Be on the Show. If you are not necessarily interested in being on the show right now, but you know someone that you think would be a great fit to be on the show, then you can still go to the website and click on Be on the Show and just recommend whoever it is that you would like to hear on Successful Woman Radio. So it's just, again, we are so excited that we are growing. We are doing some wonderful things, and I'm going to be letting you know some things a little bit later on that we are also doing at womenaboutbiz.com as well. Right now, I want to go ahead and get into reading an excerpt from the book, The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace B. Wattles. Of course, this book was written many, many decades ago, and yet all of the wisdom in the book remains true to this very, very day. Today's reading is coming from Chapter 13, Getting into the Right Business. The author says success in any particular business depends, for one thing, upon your possessing in a well-developed state the faculties required in that business. So in other words, he says you've got to really start looking at what's going to be required of you, okay, to be in that business and what is going to be required overall for you to be in that business. He says, without good musical faculty, no one can succeed as a teacher of music. Without exceptional mechanical abilities, no one can achieve great success in any of the mechanical trades. Without tact and a flair for commerce, no one can succeed in the mercantile pursuit. But to possess in a well-developed state the faculties required in your particular vocation does not ensure necessarily getting rich. He says, there are musicians who have remarkable talent and who yet remain poor. There are blacksmiths and carpenters who have excellent mechanical ability but do not get rich. And there are merchants with good skills for dealing with people who nevertheless fail. He says, the different faculties are tools. It is essential to have good tools, but it is also essential that the tools should be used in the right way. One man can take a sharp saw, a square, and a good plane and build a handsome article of furniture. Another man can take the same tools and set to work to duplicate the article, but his production will be a botch. He does not know how to use good tools in a successful way. The various faculties of your mind are the tools with which you do the work, which is to make you rich. It will be easier for you to succeed if you get into a business for which you are well equipped with mental tools. And ladies, this, you know, this is me talking now, but this is so very, very important, and I pray that you all are hearing what this author is saying. He's saying that the key to being in any right business for yourself is having good faculties, good mental knowledge of what you are doing. In other words, you can't be a teacher if you haven't learned to teach, and you can't get rich if you don't know all of the tools and resources to get rich. But it's not just about knowing the tools and the resources. It's really, truly understanding how to implement those things for yourself and how to self-direct it. And that's what he's trying to point for right here. Again, I want to read this particular passage again. He says, the various faculties of your mind are the tools with which you must do the work, which is to make you rich. He says, it will be easier for you to succeed if you get into a business for which you are well equipped with mental tools. So there are some businesses that you might be interested in, but you may not be well equipped for those businesses. No, it's not to say that you can't, but it might require training. Okay, and this is why education and training and implementation are so very, very important. The author goes on to say, generally speaking, you will do best in that business which will use your strongest faculties, the one for which you are naturally best fitted. But there are also limitations to this statement. No one should regard his vocation as being irrevocably fixed by the skills with which he was born. You can get rich in any business because if you have not the right talent for it, you can develop that talent. It merely means that you will have to make your tools as you go along instead of confining yourself to the use of those with which you were born. It will be easier for you to succeed in a vocation for which you already have the talents in a well-developed state, but you can succeed in any vocation because you can develop any rudimentary talent, and there is no talent of which you have not at least a small amount. You will get rich most easily if you do that for which you are best fitted. Again, he repeats this over and over. But you will get rich most satisfactorily if you do that which you want to do. See, that's the key. You might be best fitted for a lot of things, but sometimes if you don't have a passion for it or you find it boring or it's not really what you want to be doing, you're in it because you heard that you can make a lot of money in a particular opportunity, but it doesn't light your fire, it doesn't get you fired up, well, guess what? It may not be what you need to be doing. Doing what you want to do in is life, he says, and there is no real satisfaction in living if we are compelled to do something which we do not like to do and fail to do what we want to do. And it is certain that you can do what you want to do. Your desire to do it is proof that you have within you the power which will help you to do it. And listen, I want you to understand something he just said is very, very powerful here. And for those of you that have just tuned in, we're reading from The Science of Getting Rich, Chapter 13, Getting Into the Right Business. The author just made an incredible statement, and I want to back up a little bit and come back to this and read it to you. He says, and I quote, "And it is certain that you can do what you want to do. Your desire to do it is proof that you have within you the power which to do it." In other words, if you have a desire, if you have a vision, if you have a thought, if you have an idea, and it's welling up inside of you, it's growing, and you're developing a passion for it, he's saying that in and of itself is proof to you that you have the ability to bring that forth and to be successful with it. It's true because you had the ability to think it. See, that's the very beginning of what he says is manifestation. And as a matter of fact, he goes on to say desire is a manifestation of power. And I truly, truly believe that. He goes on to say the desire to play music is a power-seeking expression and development. The desire to invent mechanical devices is also a power-seeking expression and development. Where there is no power, either developed or undeveloped, to do a thing, there is never any desire to do that thing. This is profound wisdom that I am reading to you from this book, and I want you to literally just absorb it because he's sharing with you that it's the beginning of the thinking process, the beginning of thought, that stirs up the manifestation of power in us all, okay? Where there is a strong desire to do a thing, it is proof that the power to do it is strong and only needs to be developed and applied in the right way. All things being equal, he says, it is best to select a business for which you have the best developed talent. But if you have a strong desire to engage in any particular line of work, you should select that work as the ultimate goal. Because you must do what you want to do. It is your right and privilege to follow the business or avocation which will be most congenial and pleasant for you. You are not obliged to do what you do not like to do and should not do it except as a means to bring you to the desired work. If there are past mistakes whose consequences have placed you in an undesirable business or environment, you may be obliged for some time to do what you do not like to do, but you can make the doing of it pleasant by knowing that it is making it possible for you to come to your desired work. And, you know, this reminds me of the fact that there are a lot of women who have a part-time business, but they have to work a 9-to-5 job so they can keep themselves stabilized financially. And that's a smart move. You may not like what you are doing, or you may not like the fact that you're having to work that 9-to-5 job. However, you're doing it because you have to be stable. And that's the same thing for anyone who's starting a business. And let's say you are not working full-time, but you're running your business full-time, but you're realizing that it's, at the time, just not bringing in enough income. So it's stressing you out that you may have to go out there and get another part-time job of some kind. However, don't allow that to stress you out. Use it as a stabilizer. Just say to yourself, listen, in order for me to truly have what I want, I've got to play the thing smart. So if I don't have enough money coming in, which adds up to being stressed and depressed and really not even feeling like running my business because I've got bills I have to pay, then I need to play it smart and go and find a job that will help me to stabilize my personal finances so that I don't put so much stress on myself from the business side. And that's very, very smart. And that's exactly what he's talking about. Everything that you do, ladies, everything that you do, each step that you take must lead to you doing what it is that you desire in life. If it doesn't, then this is the time that you really need to revamp and start looking back at your vision and what it is you want, okay? He says, do not be afraid to make a sudden and radical change if the opportunity is presented. And if you feel, after careful consideration, that it is the right opportunity, but never take sudden and radical action when you are in doubt as to the wisdom of doing so. And that is so very, very important to remember. He says, there is never any hurry on the creative plane, and there is no lack of opportunity. So don't rush yourself if you don't have the faculties, the skills, the know-how to do what it is that you want to do. Don't rush yourself just because you are excited about it. No, you have to be patient because it's going to require information. It's going to require you to talk with people and get the right knowledge in order for you to be successful in it. He says, when you get out of the competitive mind, you will understand that you never need to act hastily. And the competitive mind is really when you are always thinking about someone else's business or somebody else's website looks better, something somebody else or someone else has looks better, or you've got to quickly hurry up and do the exact thing somebody else is doing because it appears to be the right thing for them, but you don't necessarily know if it's the right thing for you. That's called the competitive mind. And you have to be very, very careful about the competitive mind because it can take you on a road that you will not like. As a matter of fact, I believe that it's the competitive mind in women that causes us to spin in circles and land back at the same place year after year, having not accomplished what it is that we want to do because we're so worried about what everybody else is doing. We're trying to keep up with the Joneses, in other words, that we aren't really happy within ourselves and looking at what it is that we want out of life. And so, again, I want to encourage you to really go back. If you have this book, The Science of Getting Rich, I want to encourage you to go back and read Chapter 13, Getting Into the Right Business, because it's very profound and he has a lot of wisdom in here. I will continue on with him saying, a day or two spent in contemplating the vision of what you want in earnest thanksgiving that you are getting it will bring your mind into such close relationship with the infinite that you will make no mistake when you do act. He says, there is a mind which knows all there is to know. And if you have deep gratitude, you can come into close unity with this mind by faith and the purpose to advance in life. Mistakes come from acting hastily or from acting in fear of doubt or in forgetfulness of the right motive, which is more life to all and less to none. As you go on in a certain way, opportunities will come to you in increasing numbers. You will need to be very steady in your faith and purpose and to keep in close touch with the supreme power through reverent gratitude. Do all that you can do in a perfect manner every day, but do it without haste, worry, or fear. Go as fast as you can, but never hurry. Remember that in the moment you begin to hurry, you cease to be a creator and become a competitor. You drop back into the old plane again. Whenever you find yourself hurrying, stop. Fix your attention on the mental image of the thing you want and begin to give thanks that you are getting it. This exercise of gratitude will never fail to strengthen your faith and renew your purpose. That came from Getting Into the Right Business, Chapter 13, The Science of Getting Rich. And again, I want to encourage you to get this book and put it in your business library, but not only put it in there, but read from it. I love reading. Again, if you read one book per month written by an author, and I'm speaking about business books, health books, books where individuals nonfiction books where individuals are imparting their wisdom with you. If those individuals have 10 or more years experience in life or whatever it is they're talking about, and you read one book each month, that's 120 years of wisdom that you impact your life with. You read two books a month, that's 240 years mm-hmm. of wisdom you impact your life with. And remember, you know, taking the wisdom from someone else and using it and learning to implement it, it will catapult you higher into the life of success. And so that is why reading is so important. It is 12:25 after the hour. And for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to No Other Than Successful Woman Radio. I want to remind everyone to make sure you mark your calendar every Monday for 12 noon Eastern time as we come on the show wanting to motivate you, wanting to encourage you to be a successful woman. And, of course, each of you that are listening has your own definition of what success means to you. But this I can tell you. If you try to keep up with the Joneses, which is I would say that expression came out somewhere in the late 1960s, early 70s. If you try to keep up with the Joneses, if you're trying to do everything that some other businesswoman is doing, or if you're trying to mimic or mock what others are doing simply because you're feeling like you don't have it, they have, and so therefore you need to do it too, then, again, as the author just shared with us, we're in a competitive mindset, and that is not going to get us very, very far. So you need to be asking yourself, if you haven't defined what success is for you, you need to define what success is for you. Here's why. It's because if you want to be a successful woman, but you don't have an answer for what success means to you, how do you know in which direction to take? You don't, do you? So you need to define that, because every single day you need to be walking into the light of your success. You need to be allowing whatever success is for you to define who you are and to motivate you to move forward in your life, which is so very, very important. We've come to that time in the show where I want to go ahead and share with you some things going on over at womenaboutbiz.com, which is the creator of this show. I want to, first of all, just share some of the events that's coming up, very, very important. I want to remind you about our Her Dream Startup program that's just for businesswomen. And so if you or someone you know are in the planning stages, or you've been in business for 12 months or less and you're really still needing to find the answers to setting the right foundation for your business, then this is definitely a program for you and for others that you may know of, okay? And so we have a 4-week scholarship-based entrepreneur training program that's designed specifically for women. So each week, women will be able to tap into a lot of resources and information. Week one is all about mind prep. We're going to talk to you about how to be the right leader and CEO for your company and where your mindset should be as it pertains to business. Week number two, the 7 phases of business startup, which is so very, very important. And you're going to learn all about the working business plan in week number 3. And then, of course, we're going to wrap it up in week number 4 with implementation, all how to make it happen. And so, again, that is the Her Dream Startup program that we've got going on over at womenaboutbiz.com. And I want to share with you how to get to the information. You simply go to womenaboutbiz.com. Again, womenaboutbiz.com. And once you go and land on the homepage, in the top right menu bar, just hold your mouse over small business and click on start a business. And from there, you'll learn all about business startup and about our Her Dream Startup program. So don't forget to visit womenaboutbiz.com and go ahead and sign up for that if you feel. Now, I've had women who have been in business for 2 or 3 years, and they say, I really feel that I need to go back from ground zero. And we do consider accepting applicants who are in that phase where you feel that my business may have been going on for 2 or 3 years. However, I feel like I'm still starting because I'm not seeing the money that I want come in. There are still some things that I'm very confused about, so I really need to get back to the drawing board. I need to, as the author of The Science of Getting Rich says, I need to increase my faculties. And so, again, this is a great way to do it. And I do really look at the applications for those of you who are wanting to start back at ground zero with businesses that are already in place. I will look at those applications, and most of the time I do approve them. I will give you a call and just talk to you a little bit just to make sure that, you know, that you're in the right place, okay? So, again, that is Her Dream Startup, making it happen with your business idea. And then, of course, we've got another wonderful special program coming up on Saturday the 27th, live event, My Vision, My Success. And this is our annual vision board event. This is very exciting, and, you know, we always have quite a few people to participate in this. And if you are out of town, North Carolina, South Carolina, Washington, D.C., Maryland, well, get in your car and drive down here. I'll work with the hotel to get you a good rate. But you want to be with us when we are creating our vision boards. You know, when you surround yourself with pictures, words, and expressions of what you aspire to be, it causes you to move forward, and it empowers you to manifest your dreams and your goals. And, you know, I was just sharing with someone this past weekend as I was talking about the vision board event. I was sharing with her that what's so powerful about it is that you're in a room with other women who are positively thinking about being successful themselves, and they are wanting to get to a higher place in life, and they know that the power of images, the power of visioning and taking out of their head what they want to do and putting it in pictures on a board, they know how powerful that is. And so to all of you who are listening, I encourage you to sign up for My Vision, My Success. Now, today is the last day for our early bird special. So the workshop fee, I believe, is $49, but you get $10 off if you sign up today. So today is the last day. So to get to the information to sign up, you simply go to womenaboutbiz.com, okay, womenaboutbiz, as in zebra.com, and in the top menu bar, click on events. And in events, click on conferences and special events, and you'll see all of the information there. Complete that, and you'll be given that $10 discount at checkout. So we want you to be with us on Saturday, September 27th from 9 to 3 p.m., and we want you to experience this. Now, for those of you who've never come to any of my vision board events, know that this is both a workshop and a vision board event, okay? So the first part is a workshop because I want to share with you not only how to vision, but I want to share with you how to implement your vision, how to start manifesting your dreams and your goals. That's what I want to share with you. And so this is a little bit different because sometimes when you go to vision board events, they'll do the vision board and that type of thing, which is the fun part. But I want to give you the power part. The power part is you can have a vision all day long. And you can even write it down, but if you don't know how to properly implement your vision, if you don't know how to catapult it and add power to it by the right type of goals to support it, then guess what? That vision doesn't necessarily come to pass. It lies dormant. So I want to help you to get from the thought process to the paper process to learning how to implement the vision and making it happen for yourself. And that is what my vision, My Success event is all about. So, ladies, mark your calendar for Saturday, September 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Courtyard Marriott. And this will be an excellent way, again, for you to learn all about how to empower yourself through the power of visioning and making it happen for yourself. Another thing I want to announce is, of course, we're on the way with starting our travel club at Women About Biz. And one of the things that we're doing is we are in the process now of putting together a trip to the Essence Festival, which happens every July. So this would be for July of 2015. So if you're interested in this, which is so very, very important, I definitely want you to go ahead and call the Women About Biz office, because we're trying to put a group of women, about 25 women together, to go to the Essence Festival. And again, for those of you who are unaware of what the Essence Festival is, if you are a reader of Essence Magazine, a magazine for women of color, they every year for, maybe the last 20-plus years, they've had the Essence Festival. And this festival has everything from wonderful workshops and events and also wonderful concerts, music concerts with all of the top artists. A great way to connect and meet other women who are also interested in traveling. So this is a wonderful thing. And we're looking at going down on a luxury bus from Atlanta to New Orleans. And we will be staying from that Friday all the way through and coming back on that Monday. And so, again, this is exciting. And so I want you to call the Women About Biz office today if this sounds interesting to you, because what we're doing is we are trying to go ahead and secure everything and create that list of women that are very interested. So give us a call at 770-934-2109 today. And that's 770-934-2109, and I'll make sure that you get that information. Again, we're only going to have room for about 25 women, so you need to hurry up, and you need to, after the show, go ahead and make the call to me, and I'll give you all the specifics, 770-934-2109. And that's for the Essence Festival happening next 4th of July weekend, 2015. And it's very interesting because this sells out normally about a year ahead of time. And there are so many people that go to this event. And, again, I have been to this event before. Love it. And I want to encourage all of you who like traveling and everything to just really think about this. So, again, this is for Essence Festival 2015. Give us a call after the show, 770-934-2109. Let me know that you are definitely interested in attending. And now what I want to do is I want to go ahead and I want to give a shout-out to some of the women in our business community. You know, we have a wonderful, thriving social network, and, you know, oftentimes when individuals visit our site, they visit the social community, and so the social community can be very powerful if we know how to truly use it. And so we're going to be doing some classes on how to properly social network, and this is going to help you not only on the Women About Biz social network, but this is also going to help you out as well in other social media areas around the Internet. First of all, I want to give a shout-out to Karen Hansen. Karen, by the way, was in a health and wellness fair, and she announced that fair. And so definitely you want to connect with Karen Hansen. Sonya Flanagan. I want to give a big shout-out to Sonya Flanagan, and you can click on her picture on the community and say hello and connect with her. Betty Scott, one of our longtime members and a sales coach expert. Betty has been participating in the community. I want to say hello to Tracy Washington. Tracy Washington is also a coach, and she has been participating on the Women About Biz website as well. Cynthia Turner, another one of our longtime members, and she is the Women About Biz content expert. And if you're looking for ways to get better content for your website, you want to start a blog, you definitely want to talk to Cynthia about writing your content for you. She's very good at what she does. I also want to give a big shout-out to Chantel Bennett. Chantel Bennett has a wonderful online shoe store called Telly B Online. That's T-E-L-L-Y-B, as in boy, online.com. And check out her shoes, wonderful, beautiful selection of shoes that she has. I also want to give a big shout-out to Shatrice Jenkins. Shatrice put a big picture of a beautiful pink limousine up on the social community. She does mobile birthday parties and events, and so definitely you want to connect with Shatrice as well. And I, you know, just can go on and on with calling out so many of the women's names on the Women About Biz website who, you know, each week come on here 2 to 3 times a week and post information and what have you. So, again, I definitely want to encourage you, if you have not started participating in the community, you need to. Now, you know, I have a lot of people that say, well, you know, I can participate on Facebook. I participate in a lot of different places, and I don't get results. You know, well, let me just back up and just talk about this for a minute, because I'm finding that a lot of women are in such a hurry to get results that they aren't understanding the whole power of social networking altogether. But a lot of the times you can't do what I call a drive-by to a social network. In other words, you're having an event or you're not making the money that you want, so therefore you're going to do a drive-by and maybe drop a post with a link. Because people are like, okay, thank you for the post, but who are you? It's all about relationships. It's all about familiar trust. And so you need to be stopping by Women About Biz in the community and being a participant at least twice a week. It's important for you. If you decide to come by the community, there are two things that you can do that are better beneficial in a win-win situation. Number one, the first post of your week should be something that's beneficial to the entire community. Perhaps you can, you know, give an intro sentence and talk about a new resource online that you discovered. Perhaps you can add credibility to who you are and what you do by providing perhaps 2 sentences of an education piece that people can learn with a link to an article that continues on that process, right? And then the second time you stop by, then you can promote yourself, give a discount or do something. But it is the gradual relationship. It is consistent relationship and consistent posting that really, really works. And then it's knowing how to properly post on anybody's message board or anybody's social network, which is so very important. So, again, I'm working on a great workshop for this. This will be one of our Wednesday Lunch and Learn classes, which is free to all. So stay tuned. I hope to have that all written up and ready to share with you before the month of September is over. But I want to encourage everyone that if you have not been going to the Women About Biz community, go ahead and do so and connect with other women. I also want to call your attention to some of the wonderful groups that we have at Women About Biz. Groups are wonderful because it helps you to know who's interested in a particular topic or a particular subject. Some of the groups that we have is Direct Saleswoman. So if you are in direct sales, it's a great opportunity for you to share tips and techniques and resources and how to build an incredible team. Now, this is not a cross-promoting platform for opportunities, but it's a platform for you to be amongst other business women who are also in direct sales. We also have a group called Business Opportunities. Now, this group is for you to promote your opportunities and let people know what you do and to drop your links. This is your bragging time in the Business Opportunity group, so definitely you want to do that. We also have a Mommypreneur group. This is for those who are moms who want to share resources and tips on better running a business and or working and having children at the same time. And then, of course, we have a group getting new clients. We also have a group for those of you who are in the Atlanta area. We have an Atlanta Women About Biz group. And, you know, when you make announcements in the groups, these announcements go to the emails of all of the members so that they can be kept up to date with what you are doing. And so we have created some groups that we know that women are most interested in on the site. So, again, that's our community, and you can learn more about it by going to womenaboutbiz.com and in the top red menu bar, clicking on community, and that will take you to the Women About Biz social network. So excited. We're making wonderful changes. Stay tuned because we have a new section on the Women About Biz website that we will be debuting later this week called Lifestyle. The link is already up, but it's not ready yet. But I'm excited about that. And under Lifestyle, you'll be able to look at information about our travel club. You'll be able to look at information about health and wellness. We really want to get into helping you to get more healthier because in order to be a successful businesswoman, you can't be completely successful if you're not healthy, right? Because you need energy, you need strength to market your business, to get in front of the crowd. And so sometimes businesswomen, women who are very busy, trying to create their success, we forget about our health. And so that's one thing that we cannot forget. And so we are going to be doing a wonderful health and wellness channel as well. And I know that there are a lot of women who love recipes, who love cooking, who love entertaining. I know that I do. And so, again, I will be bringing you information on that as well. And so Women About Biz is becoming a wonderful portal for women all together, whether you have a job, whether you're in small business, or whether you are looking to improve your personal development. We've got it all for you at womenaboutbiz.com. So definitely go on there and join as a free member if you've not already, so that you can stay connected in a positive environment and with a group of women that want to see one another succeed. It is 12:44, 44 minutes after the hour of 12, and I'm going to go ahead right now and start with getting more clients, ways to attract more prospects, and just basically talk about that. It's just so very, very important that as businesswomen we understand that the most important thing is all about clients, okay, and getting those clients. And we want to make sure that we bring more of this type of information to you, okay? And so I want to go ahead at this time and talk about creative ways to attract more clients. But let's first talk about what attraction actually means, what that attraction factor is all about, okay? So the first thing you need to understand is that the word attraction is really synonymous with marketing, because marketing is creating a system to attract, right? It's creating a system to attract potential clients to you or prospects to you. And so that's what it's about. And so there is no one technique in marketing. It's multiple techniques that you will be using to attract new customers to you. So with that said, you know, when it comes down to it, again, there really is no business without clients. It's the most important thing that you as a businesswoman should be focusing on for your business. And to do that, however, again, you must first become knowledgeable in how to market your business. Now, last week, as I talked about the psychology of business, I shared with you that if you're not clear on your target market, you're going to know that you're not clear, because some things are not going to work. Okay? And that's really the bottom line, because I have a lot of stubborn women that I talk to, and they are just so sure that they are on top of what their target market is. Well, I've been in business, ladies, for 25 years, and I am never sure that I understand all the way what my target market is, but I can be assured that I am somewhat clear, because I get responses. I get people connecting with me. And so the first way that you can be sure that you're in the right target market is that you get emails with people questioning you and asking you questions about your service or your products. You get phone calls. You get referrals. And you know when that starts happening, you know that you're on the right track, okay? If none of that is happening, or if too little of that is happening, then you know you need to fine-tune your target market, and you need to figure out more ways to get the word out there to your market. So with that said, here are some things that I feel you can do to attract more prospects. Now, number one is set your foundation, okay? And I can't talk about that enough. Set your foundation. So I want to define for you what setting your foundation means. It means that before you go marketing yourself and putting information out there about yourself, you must make sure, number one, that you have set your foundation, your marketing foundation. So number one, do you have a website that is representative of who you are and what you're trying to offer? That's number one, because if you don't, it's going to be very difficult for you to market online at all. So that's the first thing you need to have. Number two is, on that website, on the front page of that website, is a person going to be clear on what they need to do to get in touch with you or to take advantage of what you have to offer? In other words, are you calling an individual to action on the very front page of your website? Again, are you calling individuals to action on the very front page of your website? You know, every year I enhance my website, I revamp, and this year I'm really revamping some things. And that's one of the things that I feel I'm going to improve on at Women About Biz is calling women to action on being a part of what we do and who we are. So one thing that I have learned is that we cannot expect for individuals who visit our websites to know exactly what to do. Instead, they're going to start browsing and clicking all over the place to get a sense of who we are. And there's nothing wrong with that. I do it all the time, and I'm sure that you do too. However, when they get to that home page, one of the things that causes them to browse and stay on your site a long time is they're trying to figure out, okay, so how can I get involved? What can I do? What products do you offer? What services? And so you kind of have to lead the visitor of your website into the right space. So that's why it's always important in the top menu bar or in the top header, far right-hand side, or in the right-hand column or in the top middle body of the website that you have your call to action. Now, your call to action can be a free report of some kind where it gives you that person's contact information. It could be something called Getting Started. Here are 5 ways to get started with us. You know, whatever you need to do to call attention to that person so they will click on that, if that helps them, that's going to be very, very important, okay? But once you have set that foundation, and there are several other things that I can't get into in this period of time, but you definitely can find it out with us at Women About Biz, there are several ways and things that you need to be doing for your website in order for you to be more successful and help you set the foundation. And why I talk about this right now as far as making sure that you have the right kind of website is because there is no such thing as yellow pages anymore. Your website, you tell a person who you are and what you do and hand them a card, I can guarantee you they're going to Google you and they're going to go look at your website. And if you don't have it in the right fashion to attract that person, nothing's going to happen. So that's number one. Set the right foundation by having a website. Everything begins with your website. I truly believe that. Here's number two. Once you have your website, okay, then you need to, again, be clear on your keywords, okay? And keywords are very important because they are the words that people use in the search toolbox to find your type of product or service. So you have to be clear on those keywords. What are they? And you just ask yourself the question, if someone was looking for my type of product or service, what would they enter into Google or Yahoo or MSN Bing? What would they enter in there, okay? So that's very, very important. And then number three, as we quickly discuss attracting more prospects, then once you're clear on those keywords, you want to use keywords on your website. You want to create articles talking about the various things that your clients would be attracted to. You want to make sure that you're using those keywords, whatever that article is about. You want to make sure you use the keyword in the title. You want to make sure you're using the keyword throughout the article at least 5 to 7 times. Okay? And that's so very, very important. And then at the bottom of the article, you again want to have, if you're the author or no one else wrote the article for you, then at the bottom of the article, you still want to have a byline that redirects the customer or the reader back to something to call them to, you know, call them to action. So at the bottom, it can be, you know, about your website, and if you would like to learn more ways to take advantage of blah, 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 please click here, you know, because when people read articles, they'll read all the way to the bottom. And so, again, having that byline with the link going back to wherever you want them to is very, very important. Now, with that said, here are some ways to attract more prospects, okay? Number one, you can give something away, okay? There is power in free if you know how to deal with it, because I have a lot of clients that tell me, well, you know, I'm through with free. I'm through giving stuff away to people. I can't tell you how many consultations or how many products I've given away and still no clients. The wrong attitude to have, okay? First of all, this is what you need to know, is that when you give away something free, you have to create a system to handle the power of all of that free you're delving out, okay? You can't just say this is free or give it out free and then not have a process or a system or a sales funnel for these individuals to walk through. So that's the first mistake that happens when you're giving out something free. Everything you do must have a system and a follow-up process for it, right, ladies? Absolutely. So give something away, okay, and it can get you a lot of new prospects. So you can do it. You can give something away by calling individuals that you meet at networking events and letting them know that you'd like to give them a free consultation or you'd like to give them a free product to try or what have you. This sparks conversation and it gets them exposed to who you are. For people that you don't know, perhaps you're consistently posting the right way on social networks, then giving away something free or having a contest to give away something free is a great way to draw attention to what it is you do. So, again, giving away something free is wonderful. The second one, which I think is so very, very important in attracting new prospects, really is about article writing, your content. There are a lot of wonderful article submission sites out there that are really in my opinion, have a lot of quality articles written on them. Now, there are some article sites that, you know, just truth be told, have crap articles, okay? But for the most part, what I want to do is I want to give you just one of the article sites I've been using for a long time that really works. That's ArticleCity.com. Again, ArticleCity.com. You know, I'm just going to quickly, as a side note, just give you a few quick tips on writing your article. The first thing that you need to know about submitting articles to attract new prospects is that do not just copy and paste the article that is on your website, because that means you're going to water down the value of that article on your site when Google goes to spider your site for relevancy, okay? So let that article stay original. What you want to do is just take an original article and spin it, meaning add a new introductory paragraph, you know, add more bullet points, a different bullet point, but you never want to write the exact same thing, okay? The other thing about article submissions and article writing is that you want to be consistent with article writing, especially when you're trying to attract new prospects, right? So you want to try to submit one new article every single week as it pertains to your business, what you do, and utilizing different keywords, okay? For example, if you were a travel consultant, you wouldn't just write articles about travel, but perhaps somebody is looking to go to Hawaii, or perhaps somebody is looking to travel to New York. So, for example, you're going to write an article, you know, the three best places to visit while in New York, okay? And then the other thing about submitting articles is that with Article City, you get to literally create a wonderful author byline, which tells them about you with a link. You can get put one or two links in your byline from this, and thus the power of submitting articles. And so when you do it consistently, Google will begin to spotter these articles. It will begin to connect and relate you, and it will say, hey, this person has a great website. This person has also all of these articles out here that are very relevant to, for example, travel, to what they are meaning to do. And so, therefore, this must be a very relevant individual, a very credible person. So we're going to increase their rank, their page rank. We're going to put them higher up in these keywords when people are searching for it. And that's how the spider thinks, okay? And so that's why article submissions are very, very important in attracting more clients. So, again, one website that I've been using for a long time to submit articles is ArticleCity.com. Again, ArticleCity.com. And so I think that you will really like this. Another thing that I really, really like is I love press releases, because press releases do work, okay? And there are some great places out there for free press release distribution that I'm going to give you in a few minutes. But the first thing that you'll have to do is learn how to write a press release. That means that you will have to consult some individuals about how to write a press release. And I know that there are a couple of places that can help you to do that. One of our friends at Women About Biz, Sierra, Sierra is very good at what she does. And so her web, Sierra, her name is Sierra Black, SierraPR.com. Again, that's C-I-E-R-P-R.com. SierraPR.com. Sierra's been on the radio show before, and she is an expert at public relations and can share with you how to properly write a press release or perhaps write it for you. Another person that we have that's very good is Cynthia Turner. Cynthia is owner of the company FeatherWriters.com. Again, Feather, F-E-A-T-H-E-R, FeatherWriters.com. She's very good at press releases because if you don't know how to write a press release, rather than just learning how to do it right away, I suggest you consult the experts and get them to help you. Now, with that said, press releases should probably be written every time something new. You have a new program, you have a new product, or perhaps there's a huge buzz that's just come out about something that's very relevant to your business, then you can write a press release as well. Okay, some great free press release distribution sites include prlog.org, prlog.org. Another one that I like is iNewsWire. i-newswire.com. Again, i-newswire.com, okay? Also try pr.com/press-releases, okay? I want to move on. Those were a few places to for press releases, okay? Also, you know, I believe in creating a buzz about who you are and what you do, and there's nothing like attracting more prospects than volunteering your time and your services to a worthy nonprofit organization. It's a win-win situation because you get to volunteer your services, but also in exchange for that, you get to utilize them as a testimonial or an example on your website, or you know, you get to utilize them as putting them down as a client for your website, which then adds credibility to you and helps you to attract more prospects to you. Very, very important. I have a client who did some volunteer work for the American Cancer Society. She you know, submitted and helped them to create a new blog, a new kind of blog that they were doing. They have different blogs, and as a result, she was able to say that, and she really impressed someone with that, and she says that she knows for sure that she got like 5 to 6 clients, high-end clients, from them knowing that she did that for the American Cancer Society. So again, you know, all of these things are very important when you're trying to attract more clients to you, okay? Let's move on and let's talk about some other things that you can do. What about being able to express your expertise? This is another great way to attract prospects. Perhaps you have a business that would be extremely compatible with seminars, teleclasses, webinars. This is a great way to market yourself, to give people a sampling of who you are and what you do. This works especially good for consultants, for individuals that offer some type of service. You can show your expertise through offering a free teleclass, a free seminar, what have you. This is a great way to do it. And at the end of that teleclass or that seminar, that webinar, you can then call the individuals to action. And you're going to hear me talk a lot about calling individuals to action throughout this month as we talk about, you know, getting more clients and how to attract more prospects to you. Very, very important. You can also organize your own networking event, a private networking event. It doesn't have to be a lot of people, but you can pull together, you know, 10 to 15 people for a private networking event in your home or at your office or at a posh restaurant. People who are not yet your clients, but you're looking to attract them to become warmer prospects so you can close the sale with them. Pulling them together not only is win-win because if they're in business, they get to connect with each other. You get their complete attention without having to compete for it in another networking environment. So, again, these are all great ways, okay, to attract more prospects to you and to your business. Well, that's all I have for today. I've enjoyed being with you, and I pray that the information shared has motivated and inspired you to move forward with your dreams and goals. Know that anytime that you want to talk with me, you can. Even a creative free coaching session I offer called Power Talk is something that you can tap into. And, of course, to schedule that, you simply go to Women About Biz and click on Coaching. And in the far right column, just click on Schedule Power Talk and just fill out the form and I'll be able to talk with you. I've enjoyed doing the show and being with you today. Please tune in next Monday, September the 22nd at 12 noon for more motivation and inspiration to succeed and thrive in your life and business. This is Trina Newby saying have a productive week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.